The collapsing home market provides a benefit for people in a little-known industry. They're called mortgage field servicers, and they're getting plenty of business because that bit of jargon means they take care of vacant houses. The houses are vacant because they've been foreclosed upon and repossessed by the lender. Mari Saito reports from member station WCPN in Cleveland.
When a two-man crew from Landmark Contractor Services arrives to inspect a bank-owned house, the first thing they try to do is figure out if anyone's still inside. At a house on Cleveland's southeast side, the mail sits faded and tattered in the mailbox. But when they open the door, they hear music.
Hello? We're here from the bank. Anybody here?
Every day, thousands of contractors like this take care of a rapidly growing number of bank-owned houses across the country. This team of workers secures about three houses a day. The house is empty, except for a radio on the floor and a makeshift bed. So contractor Kevin Horgan gets busy with the work the lender requested, padlocking the back door and draining the pipes before they freeze.
If the owner does come back, he'll still have access through the front door. So, you know, as far as we're concerned, it's a vacant property.
Contractors like Horgan report back on the condition of the house using digital pictures. They submit bids to do everything from removing trash to tarping leaking roofs. The goal is to protect the house and get it back on the market.
Our business has doubled, which means there's a lot of trouble out there.
Joe Batta runs Five Brothers, a mortgage field servicer in Michigan that works with 4,000 contractors across the country. Batta has mixed feelings about how their workload has grown since last summer when the lending industry started to crash.
I am sad, truthfully, very sad that it's increased. Not that I want to lose business, but I see what's happening to our kids and their future. I'm afraid. I just hope that our government knows what it's going to take to put us back on our feet again.
The increase in bank-owned houses has put new demands on this once-quiet industry. Tim Daner heads the National Association of Mortgage Field Services. Its members range from companies with several hundred employees to a guy with a tool belt and a pickup truck.
They have to ramp up equipment-wise, personnel-wise. They may decide to just handle the volume that they're capable of handling, which means the national companies who use these subcontractors then just have to go out and find more subcontractors to handle the increased volume.
For Ohio contractor Kevin Horgan, the house he's inspecting today is in a neighborhood he lived in about 20 years ago. As he stands in a clean, sunny, and totally bare bedroom, he reflects on the situation.
You kind of look at some of these properties and you say, you know, why can't they rent them? You know, what's the problem? I don't know if it's just the market, people aren't renting anymore. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
But for now, Horgan's old neighborhood provides work. His company will bill the client $190 for securing and winterizing two apartments in the house. When the bank approves their bids, his contractors will be back to clean out the trash and mow the lawn. For NPR News, I'm Mari Saito in Cleveland.